This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Now, in my story from this week and for this week, I'm laying out a very interlaced, complex, multi-layered story for you. And it's a continuation of my walking you into the powerful connectivity that you have that makes you a master creator. The things that you often ignore or you think are fleeting thoughts, the hunches that you get, how to connect with that, how to play in that realm, how to really plug in. It's like you are the plug, or maybe your creativity, your whimsy, your subconscious is the plug, and then you plug it in to the outlet, and then you become a free-flowing conduit for all that creativity and energy. I want to back up into some of the, quote, coincidences, unquote, of the last couple days here. Okay, so as you know, last week, I made completion on something that was really a struggle for me. There were things that were causing me to not move forward. And I wasn't always certain what they were. And when I finally was able to step forward and have some level of completion, all sorts of things started coming forward. The dam broke, and because there was flow, all the things that had been building up behind this project started to flow through. And so what started to happen? I had been waiting on hearing from a speaker that my entrepreneurial group wanted to hear about. She sent me a message. I forwarded that message. That message was taken and a calendar invite was created. In the meantime, I was getting all sorts of different materials that were coming for sale on Facebook Marketplace. Really fun repurposing possibilities, windows, doors, barnwood floors. See how that rhymed? And then I also spotted a beautiful Amish quilt. Years ago, I bought an Amish quilt with wedding money from when I got married the first time, and we went out to Pennsylvania and bought a quilt and an Amish bent wood rocker because Penn State is out in the Amish area. So here I saw on Facebook Marketplace an Amish quilt for $100. That was like a fraction of what we paid. And it was a star quilt, red, white, and blue, deep colors that would look fantastic at Spirit River. So I had this flow of things because I decided to start moving ahead on my construction project, my renovation project. I had put closure on the first draft of my onboarding process for coaching. And so things were moving there. And then within the Visionary Leaders group, all of a sudden things were happening there and a meeting was scheduled. So here I am driving up, getting the quilt, coming down an old country road in Wisconsin from north down to Spirit River. And I have to stop for a Zoom on the side of the highway. So I pull over, and in this Zoom, there are all sorts of fortuitous things happening. It's beautiful outside. I'm getting good connectivity. And there's someone I don't know on the Zoom call. And it turns out he's ready to have a masterclass that night. And I'm just going with the flow. Absolutely going with the flow. Because I know that there is flow happening because I made that completion on my project. And so there's an easy way for me to go backwards by not following the flow. So I'm consciously making decisions to keep my momentum going when this gentleman that I've never met before says, "Hey, I'm having a masterclass in 2 hours. I'm going to give you ladies a link, and then I'm going to be doing some breathwork exercises that I do that are powerful, that I've created. I was a paraplegic, and now I'm you know, able to function, and I do a lot of interesting work." And okay, so one of the speakers says, I can't attend, I'm busy. And then I tell this gentleman that I'll see if I can make it. Now, as a rule, I stopped saying that years ago. I'll try to make it, or I'll try anything, because try usually is a coward's way of saying I'm not going to do it, or I'm not going to be there. So on my way home, I was hearing myself saying those words to this gentleman. I decided, as soon as I get to Spirit River, I'm going to jump on that masterclass, even though I'm tired and I don't really feel like it. So I got there, I jumped in, and I experienced one of the most powerful things I've ever done on Zoom. And then it compelled me to jump off halfway through the masterclass, because I was seeing things in my head. I was seeing things. It was almost like I had an old-fashioned slide projector projecting light out the back of my head, and there were movies, or it was like an old movie being shown, movies like home movies. I could see like my future coming out, like it was being broadcast, or on a light, on a projected light coming out the back of my head. So I jumped off the call or the Zoom, and I honored that, and I just sat in that. And it continued through the night. I didn't even want to focus my eyes, because I was seeing out of a different part of my being. When I am in a spiritual place, I often feel up there. I feel there's stuff going on up there, but I felt like the back of my head opened, and it was being shown on like a screen. So in the morning, I wanted this gentleman I just met to know what kind of experience I had. And as we started interacting, I asked, instead of saying, "Would you like to meet in 3 or 4 days?" because my momentum is on a roll, I don't want to stop it. I just thought, why don't I just let him know that I'm free now? So in a half hour, he contacted me. And within 10 minutes, he had space in his calendar, and he was booked for my next event, at which time he's going to share his powerful, powerful technique. And I skipped home. I skipped home on the country road as happy as a child. Because what's going on in my life? There's all this momentum. There's serendipity. There are things happening that I don't have to plan. I set my intention out into the field of energy and receptivity and collaboration, and I stopped. I didn't fret on it. I didn't do work on it. I didn't force anything, and all these beautiful things are flowing. So, where in your life can you complete some things? And then when you start getting a momentum, or if you have completed some things and you're experiencing momentum, how can you keep moving it forward? It's glorious when you're in the flow. Sending you love.